let me go back to Vicky. Vicky, sorry about that commercial break.
That's okay.
Something we got to do, but go ahead. You were saying about 1990.
Okay, in 1990, the G8 summit was held in Houston, Texas, and the G8 countries agreed to internationalize our economy, integrating it to a world trading system. And the idea ultimately was to have a...
Can I throw in real quick on that? Because think about it. How long ago did we start the whole BS with the metric system and trying to standardize the world measurement systems and get them all on the metric system, you know, a more scientific, it's not by the length of the king's foot. It's, you know, goes to some kind of a metric or standard that we can find out there where we're measuring atoms or molecules or whatever, and not the length of a king's foot who's dead. You know, and that's where the foot literally came from. That's why it's called the foot. But if we can't do that, how can we do all this other stuff?
Well, they're harmonizing all of the laws progressively from 1990. They then in 1994, at the meeting in Naples, they agreed to the Global Information Society. And then in 1995 in Brussels, they agreed to 11 global pilot projects, which included online governance. And basically, they've integrated our government systems with...
Well, do you know real quick, because you bring up an important point, our courts are now online, electronic, and you cannot go into the court and file. Well, you can, but they discourage it. Where almost all filings have to go through a law.
Eric?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear.
I was saying how they've made changes in our court system. Rather than making it to where all hearings are recorded on audio visual so that you could see if a judge is playing games or games going on in the courtroom, it's a matter of record, except for matters that may need to be private and still done in camera but held off the record, on the record but, you know, protected somehow. They've made it to where you can only file a suit more or less using an attorney and doing it electronically.
Uh-huh.
And well, this is supposedly to make it cheaper, quicker, easier. But when you get to the point where you don't even have to have a plaintiff and you can file a complaint and they never even have to appear in court and you can win or lose or even create case law to where there's not even real plaintiff and defendant, it becomes a virtual world where you can actually make case law, laws, rules, and regulation, case precedents virtually.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know about that part of it, but I know that ultimately there is a plan for a virtual legislature. And the whole design of the global systems, well, first of all, I started researching.
Yeah, well, but Vicky, it's along the lines of American Idol. There's a perfect example for you of how a virtual legislature will work, to where we all vote online and it's basically mob rule.
Yes, yes, except that they can, it's just like the stock market in that they can
fix
the results.
Yes, yes. No, it is. Because literally, and that's where, like, I keep trying to read, you know, from this book, The Shield of Achilles, they're trying to commoditize everything, create a market for everything, even health care. And like I said before with the other caller, not just a commodity for healthcare, but a commodity for illness.
Even people, because
yes, exactly, exactly.
Trade in services is modern day slave trade.
Vicky, hold on one sec. We're going to break again. This will just take a minute, and we'll come right back to you. Hold on, please.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back, and let me go back to Vicky. And Vicky, are you German?
Well, actually, my grandfather was, yes.
But do you take objection to the things that I've talked about? I don't know how much you've heard where I'm trying to point out George Herbert Walker Bush is German.
No, actually, I don't. I have.
Because you understand, I'm not trashing all Germans.
Yeah.
I'm trashing German royalty.
Yeah.
And there's a difference.
There certainly is. Yeah. I think all of the ordinary people of the world, of which I am one, you know, even though I do have German in my background and whatever, we're all in the same boat.
But you don't want to, and you don't believe that you should have to bend a knee or bow your head to be able to work and survive and have a normal life.
Never. I will never bow to anybody.
And I want everyone else, all the listeners out there, to hear that, because I agree that no matter what, you know, I will, till I draw my last breath, do everything to make sure that this system, because that's exactly what's going on. They are trying to reestablish a system of worldwide united kingdoms here on Earth.
And I fight them every day, every single day, and I'll fight them until the day I die.
And I want people to know and understand that there are many ways, peaceful ways, that you can resist. One is to become informed. You know, we've got like Mervyn's, which has been it's been out here. It's where I got my first credit card out here in California. It's gone. It's bankrupt. And you know what's replacing it?
What?
Kohl's, spelled with a K. And Kohl's is tied to Kohler and a bunch of other German industrialist royal family extensions. that have come in, like I was going to say to one of the previous callers or earlier in the show, was that the can you still hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm moving my cord around. Sorry. The World Trade Center, Freedom Tower, it was originally going to be called the Freedom Tower, the replacement for what, you know, happened on 9/11 to replace the World Trade Center 1 and 2 and 5 and, well, I guess more than that, 7, 9 and more that have all been demolished now. But the Freedom Tower, which is now, I guess they've changed it to World Trade Center 1, the elevators, which is a massive contract, and it gets into the heart of the building. The company that won the contract is called ThyssenKrupp.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm familiar with Krupp. There's a great book called The Arms of Krupp that I read quite
They've been making cannons since the 1500s or before.
Yeah. Let me give you another German thing for your list there. Our state governments always used database software for their database for their databases.
Right.
That's a German company.
Well, exactly. That's what I was going to say was, but ThyssenKrupp is not just a German company. The Thyssen and Krupp families are married into the Habsburg family. And you're familiar with the Habsburgs.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What started World War I.
Yeah, somewhat.
You know, Duke Ferdinand, mm-hmm. a member of the House of Habsburg. Two other members of the House of Habsburg had been assassinated in Italy at the time before Duke Ferdinand was assassinated. And that's what started World War I. And the last several series of epical wars have actually been focused around that constitutional issue of whether we will live in a worldwide system of United Kingdoms or a worldwide system of self-governance and independent republics.
Yeah, well, these unions that they're creating, they are basically kingdoms. They're calling them regional governance by regional associations.
Well, they're actually calling them market states. That is the term. If you go to Bobbitt's book, the term for the people in the know, like Bobbitt and his crew, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergs. Let's see, that's German. I'm laughing with you because remember the Weimar Republic was a republic that was in Germany. What happened to it? A bunch of fascist corporatists took it over and basically tried to restore the control of the governance back to the royal families of Germany.
Uh-huh.
Hitler was working for the royal families.
Well, do you know who engineered all the creation of the European Union? It was
the Habsburgs.
Our State Department was behind it working through the UN.
Yeah, but who is our State Department? Because look, World War One, 1914, thereabouts, right?
Uh-huh.
The Coast Guard here in the United States was established in World War One. The first Coast Guard commandant was named Admiral Berthof, German.
Uh-huh.
He was actually but he was knighted by the King of England. But check this out, and I'm not just trashing because he's German. Go to his roots and who and what he was. As a person, he was court-martialed out of the Naval Academy. And he ends up in the Revenue Cutter Marine, jumps over 22 other officers of higher rank, pay, and grade, and length of service, and becomes the first U.S. Coast Guard commandant in the middle of World War One.
Yeah, interesting.
And who was World War One against? Germany.
Uh-huh.
Right, so I'm sorry to say that, because everybody's trying to blame the Jews and blame Israel. And there are roots here that go back, because this isn't just Germany. This is about establishing kingly states or kingdoms. Because remember, Israel used to be a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that it still is. And I would argue that Germany is still a kingdom, although some people may argue it's some form of a socialist democracy or a democracy or whatever. When you really start to peel back the thin veneer, you start to discover that the hidden hand of government or the shadow government is the royals.
Well, you know what? I suspect that the Israel was really created to have a foothold in the Middle East so that they could create the Middle East.
To go against the Persian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Empire.
Yeah, and to create the same kind of, union or market, you know, what.
Well, and that's no, but and you hit on a good point, because think of what Italy, in Italy, that, you know, one of the first places of the city state and more, and a lot of development of civilization and governance and republics and more. Think of what the Vatican is in the middle of Italy. It's a nation state within a nation state.
Yeah, that's true.
And think of what DC is in the United States. It's a nation state within a nation state.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's not, it's unto itself. It has become a factory for legislation unlike anything that we've ever had in our country before, because our federal congressmen and our federal senators used to be controlled by the state legislatures. They're not anymore. They're independent.
Yeah,
they're doing whatever they want.
Yeah, the 17th Amendment basically made the Senate our most powerful legislative body, free agents.
Right. And now look, though, what Jerusalem is planned to be, and actually Rothschild and others were behind this, because if you look at the Supreme Court building in Israel, in Jerusalem, I believe it's in Jerusalem, they won't even disclose how much money was spent on building this. This is one of the prerequisites of doing what they did. It's my belief they've moved a lot of gold and done all kinds of other stuff into the building. It is a treasure house or a library for world artifacts, much like the Vatican, and Jerusalem is to be the next nation state in the Middle East, in the midst of, just like the Vatican is in Italy and DC is in the United States, it will be the center of the Middle East. And the reason that we're doing these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and more is, if you go back to childhood, one of the things that little boys, quote unquote, do is they beat up on each other. And usually after they fight, they become best friends. And these guys are using human nature, warfare. And when you look at that, 80 to 90% of our legal codes came from the three Napoleons under warlike conditions and Bismarck under warlike conditions, you realize that these guys are making laws for us for the future right now under warlike conditions.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I definitely do. I know that our members of Congress, the only legislation they write is to rename a post office.
Well, but even on the medical benefits one, the one they're trying to push through now, and a lot of people are saying, why do you have to rush this through, push it through? They're saying, well, it's been 60 years. Well, what's another couple months to make sure you get it right? But beyond that, why are we even pushing that issue? Because one of the best ways to help fund medical benefits or to set up a public system or whatever is to shut down the wars.
Well, it's one of the global projects that I told you about that was
Exactly. Because think about it. Germany has had national socialist medical health care since the 1880s.
Yeah. What they have in mind, though, is not really
No, it's not health care.
No.
No, it's not. Because think about it. If you have a problem with fires, what do? Do you build a complex system of fire insurance? Or do you go out and build fire departments, fire engines, man and house them, pay them, figure out a way to come up with the funds and make it happen and make it a public trust where it's done at cost, not for profit?
Yeah,
because
but
Ray Bradbury had it, you know, he used it kind of in a unique way in Fahrenheit 451, to where if you make it profitable to have a fire, you'll have the firemen going out and burning books or whatever.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But every single problem that there is, when Congress goes to solve it, they do the opposite of what you would expect to really solve the problem.
Well, and that's why we almost need a moratorium on legislation coming out of D.C. right now.
Okay, well, I got to go because I don't want to, I know you've got other callers. So.
Thanks, appreciate it, Vicki. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
800-313-9443. We're going to break, and we'll come back with some more calls. We've got Leo Holden and others. 800-313-9443, open lines.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back, people. You know, the last 1,000 years of European history has revolved around one thing and one thing only: the unification or reunification of Germany. Greater Germania used to incorporate and include Liechtenstein, the German Federations, German Republics, Prussia, many of the things that are married into and what we know now as Germany today, but many of the things that are around Germany that aren't considered part of Germany, like Switzerland, Austria, Bavaria, and more, Luxembourg, parts of France, and more. And all of that is Greater Germania. And although it's broken up, it's just like America. You know, this was America before we got here. We broke it up into a bunch of different territories between the European powers, the Spanish and the French and the English and Dutch and others. And then we formed states and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. The very same thing that has gone on and is consuming Europe, because it is, we may not see it or think about it right now. In the long run, some of these things would be good, but you don't have to wipe out civilizations, wipe out people, destroy lives while you're doing this. People can still have a good life. People can still make a good living. People can still have some voice in their, you know, government. Unless you go to, like Philip Bobbitt is saying, they don't want us to have a voice. They want us to follow their edicts, which goes back to kingdoms. In his book, he states, and this is under historic consequences of the long war, this new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its free mass public, or its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. Think about that. Town hall meetings, all this stuff going on. I'd say representative government is less influential. It ain't working. Let me go to Leo real quick. We got some other callers. 800-313-9443. We still got open lines as well. But let me go to Leo in Mass.
Hey, Leo. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, how's it going?
I've heard this really funny story about the monetizing of the court system, how they're like
yeah, they're monetizing everything. Like Vicky was saying, they want to monetize human beings. They want to monetize labor. They want to monetize debt.
Like when you go into court on a case, they have some kind of like a betting game going on as to who's going to win and how much are they going to get. And I see the courts as an avenue, basically, as the Monty Python put it, radical cachectomy. You remember that one?
No, not a fan, but that sounds like Monty Python.
Yeah, and so they've become a fraud, and this whole thing of the fourth branch of administrative government that nobody talks about, and that's
I do.
And so does Chris Hinckley of the Road Warrior, who's on at 11 Central.
But that goes to kingdoms rather than republics, because when you have a fourth extra-constitutional branch of government that can subject you to anything outside of constitutional restrictions, that makes you a subject rather than a citizen with inalienable rights. Our founding fathers, because they had experience not with only the Salem witch trials, privy councils, star chambers, and more, they made it extremely difficult and extremely expensive to find anyone guilty of anything or to take life, liberty, and property away from anyone, because they understood human nature very well.
Yeah, and but I mean, this whole thing about monetizing the court structure to me is really incredible, and nobody seems to be talking about it. It's a non-issue.
Well, they're monetizing our troops again, just like they did in medieval Europe, where they used to insure the troops, and if they lost soldiers, they would get paid. And it was intended to, you know, to put more soldiers in the field, and this goes to privatization of the army and stuff and more. But they're insuring our troops, and when they're lost, rather than the money going to the family trust, the family debt, the family for, you know, losing the breadwinner in the family, well, now we work in it. We're in a society where women can work too. Sorry you lost your husband. Sorry, you know, you're supposed to be raising the children right now or whatever. But guess what? You can go to work too. And we're sorry for your loss, but you don't get anything. And then what happens is the courts and corrupt judges and insurance companies are collecting money on the death of our soldiers.
Can we really prove that?
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. I've tried to lay
it out. Well, how do we go about proving that?
Well,
to the average schmo who doesn't have a clue.
Because they're insuring. Congress passed, in the midst of all this, insurance for the troops. $200-something thousand, $220,000 was the first piece of legislation. They upped it to $440,000. Then they allowed supplementation up to $600,000 with private insurance.
Could you put us on our mailing list? Oh, I get on your mailing list. And could you send that stuff out to us?
I could talk about it on the air, but I'm still under the gun with Homeland Security and Coast Guard and a branch of military that I'm not in that I could really use help with. But hold on, Leo, 1 second. We'll get other callers here. 800-313-9443. We're going to break. Leo, hold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. And, this, you know, any court that comes under the executive branch, and this was started by Roosevelt predominantly, he brought the military-industrial complex here into the United States. Eisenhower warned about it. Eisenhower talked about it. He mentioned that it was not just the military-industrial, but also congressional complex, because it's these Congress members like Udall, Davis, Walker, the Bushes, and others who have a stranglehold, Jane Harmon, richest person, not just richest woman, richest person in Congress. She's out here in California, Harmon Kardon Electronics. They have a stranglehold on and are passing legislation to enrich themselves, to enrich their families and friends, the people that they hang out with and do business with, military and federal contractors. And it's not just military contractors, or you could say it is, because you have different kind, and I brought this up on Jeff's program yesterday, you have different kinds of fascist or corporatists. You have the welfare kind who want to feed the world, and you have the warfare kind that want to kill the world. And they live and thrive in both those arenas because you can get technology, you can get intellectual property, patents, trademarks, ideas from feeding 5,500 people on an aircraft carrier, take that information out of the federal government, out of the military, and apply it to your chain of restaurants throughout the United States. And that's what these guys are doing. I always bring up about Sarah Heath Palin, who's connected to the Heath Candy Bar fortunes, who got their start from a military federal contract to provide English toffee to the troops, to the military, in the middle of World War II. That's how they do it. It's not just making bombs and bullets. They're making bread and butter on en masse. They're collectivists. They want as many rights, as many benefits, as much property gathered together in one place, like King George III, who was also German, so that he can deprive and steal and have others. You know, they said it like King Arthur and the Round Table. When the Round Table was more democratic and they had no one in charge, it was actually very prosperous, better. As soon as they elected King Arthur, they were worried about his sexcapades with Guinevere, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just like Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. It's the same old scam. It's the same old racket. And these guys are repeating the very same stuff from Rome, from Germany, from Israel, from all these ancient kingdoms, much of it dating back to the maritime kingdoms of Phoenicia and even Samaria, Babylon. Remember, you know, Babylon, which is Iraq, it is Baghdad, sacked Israel twice. It was also involved in Rome and the Greek states, city-states, and many of Athens, and many of the other empires, Persian and others, of the time. But you have to take everything, boil it down to the most common denominator, which is the battle between self-governance and governance by a system of United Kingdoms here on Earth. And really, even the Bible gets into this and alludes to this and talks about kingdoms on Earth. Let me go back to Leo real quick, and we'll go to some other callers. Hey, Leo.
Yeah, so one of my things is I try to study World War II as much as possible, and the whole fraud of two different genuine separate factions needs to be explained, I think, because when Hitler allowed 165,000 troops to escape at Dunkirk, to me that was the signal of the Rothschilds in England saying, you mess with those guys and you're shut off on the money. Go attack Russia. We'll supply you. And I think that's how the
Huh? But even in that regard, Winston Churchill, who I believe betrayed England, he had one of the Enigma machines, which is a coding and encoding encryption device.
Computer.
But they're actually mechanical computer. They're match sets. One goes with another. There's only two identical. You have to have one to communicate with the other. They're not like radio or newer technology today. But even newer technology, like the frequency hopping technology that General Dynamics was working on with Mossad and Israel, for having one chip on one side and a chip on the other, so you had to basically, you know, have one of the two sets to communicate with each other. Churchill was communicating with somebody inside of Germany. Churchill allowed cities in London to be bombed, tens of thousands of people to die. He said, well, I didn't want people to know that we had this machine and that I was, you know, we were, eavesdropping in on English intel, which is BS. Either somebody was feeding them intel or he was working with somebody inside the Third Reich. You know, and I hate to go there, but looking at how Churchill was treated after the war and many other things about Churchill, I think he was literally in there to hand not just Europe or the UK or Britain, but to hand it to the Germans. And who do we have in charge? The Windsors. You know, we've had since 1917 when the Windsors changed their name from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha to Windsor. We've had one German royal family in charge of the UK and Britain who was opposing supposedly another German family, the Habsburgs and others. And the Hohler-Hellerns and a bunch of others that are all tied to him. They're all offshoots of the same families.
Since you're really good on history, I heard that right after Napoleon was defeated, all of Europe got together and they decided how to prevent anything like that happening again.
Well, that was the Geneva Conventions. The Geneva Convention.
That was the original Geneva Convention?
Yes, because we've had five or six Geneva Conventions. Those are the, and this
right
is
on 1812?
Well, no, I actually read from the from Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, when the International Constitutional Conventions met in the world, and they were, you know, basically the Geneva Conventions, the international conventions, and I want to see if I can find that spot again, but it goes into the creation of the princely state, the creation of the kingly state, the creation of the state nation, the creation of the nation state. And now they've had these constitutional conventions again to determine that, well, the thing that has maintained the peace more or less, probably less, for the world for the last 100 years or more, here it is, the princely state, 1494 to 1620, kingly state, 1567 to 1702, territorial state, 1688 to 1792, the state nation, 1776 to 1914, you know, Revolutionary War to World War I, the nation state, 1863, Civil War, to 1990 War, fall of the wall in Berlin, and the emerging period of the market state, 1989 till whenever. And these guys have been carrying on, just like the Bilderbergs and others, these constitutional conventions, because every time there is a change of state, they clean out the treasury, because there will be no more United States. It will be the North American Union. Since there is no more United States in name, it's a general bankruptcy, and they steal everything. That's what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, I see the cultural underpinnings from a slightly different standpoint. I remember back in the 60s, I'm part of the Woodstock generation. I'm 64 years old.
Peace, love, brother.
Huh?
No, I was just kidding.
I experienced that, and I was around in 67, 68 in Boston area when it was happening here on the East Coast. And I saw how in 67 we were really getting it together, trying to figure out where to take ourselves and our country. And then it kind of deteriorated into a little druggy thing. But I think the key element was we were really getting somewhere in the early 70s. I mean, Nixon resigned and... But then what happened?
Yeah, but you know what? And this is just blows my mind, and I have to mention it because you bring up Nixon, is that Gerald Ford, who was put in position of power as the president, that's not his real name. His real name is Leslie King. And King is tied to the Udall family, power broker families just like Davis, Walker, Bush, etc. But how can we elect a president who is now more or less a king, an emperor, who we don't even know as the general public, that's not even his real name.
Well, now we have a president who's had three passports. Well, you know, how much further, how much crazier can we get?
Well, and Barack Obama, and I hate to tell people he's German. His mom, Ann Dunham, is English-German. He is representing the German houses, the royal German houses from Europe, from Germany. Well, and it's not just Germany because they own and control massive property and intellectual property in Italy and Spain and, you know, literally throughout the world.
But anyway, I think the real issue is that I'm worried about the grassroots not getting it. And that's what's really a shame, because I see the people being so well deluded that they don't have a clue as to what's happening to them.
No. I mean, you've listened to the program for quite a while. You've called in a lot. Do you think that I am so far off the mark?
I wasn't saying that.
No, I'm asking you. I mean,
well, you know, you're pretty damn close. You know your history. And you have what I think is a fairly honest assertion of history. We were never taught this history. It's like the whole history of in the Civil War when Don Nicholas sent a boat to New York and a battleship to San Francisco. We never hear about it until now. I find out about it from being in the truth movement. And then 56 or so years later, the Rothschilds get their revenge and assassinate the whole family. Genocided the whole Romanov family.
Well, who do you think went after Kennedy?
Oh, I'm sure it's the same, but I mean, it's the whole idea.
No, but be clear. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Right now, we are in the midst of a Protestant Reformation here in the United States, a civil war, and they're doing it so that they can marry.
Are you talking about the? You're talking about the Hagies and those evangelical nitwits
and the Bushes and others.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but
I
that's
mean,
not Protestantism. That's not not King James Version Protestantism.
No, it's not. Not at all. And neither are these Catholics and others, but they're using it. And even the Protestant Reformation in England was nothing but a ruse, much like, you know, a very Rovian or Machiavellian tactic to use a movement. Like right now, they're co-opting.
You mean, so Henry VIII could divorce his wife.
Well, right, but what they're doing here in the United States now is they're co-opting the grassroots movement and trying to cap it with all of these people that are going in and disturbing their congressional town halls. You know, they're saying that these are all the people that are out there that are upset, and it's not. It's a bunch of political operatives.
I don't think so.
No. Hear me out. There's a lot of people that are out there that are angry, that are pissed off, that know their history, that know what a republic is, that are fighting for their system of self-governance. But those who are opposed to that are bringing in operatives to co-opt that movement, take it over, and put people in place that will actually damage that movement.
Well, that's the way that happens. That's a given.
Exactly. That's what they do with unions. That's what they do with everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is going on even in the
anyway,
town hall.
You got anybody else hanging, waiting to get on?
Yeah, let me hold on, Leo, real quick. Let me go to Doris and
I'll just get off and listen.
Okay, thanks, Leo. Peace, Doris. You there?
Very interesting. You both know your history. I wished I could retain all that, but I did.
My head hurts sometimes.
Well, I've been trying for a lot of years. Well, listen. You know, I've been listening to Ralph Epperson here lately, and mm-hmm. I've heard this before, but it got lost somewhere.
Well, Doris, real quick, if I can ask, are you German at all?
Oh, I don't think probably Irish, English, and
a lot of English had German, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
The reason I'm asking is that. Hopefully you hear what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not offended.
I'm not attacking German people.
I'm not offended at all.
Right, and I want people to be clear on that. I am opposed to these self-appointed royal families messing with our politics, if not world politics, trying to enslave the world.
I am too. Well, you know, one problem we have, according to Ralph Epperson, and he has the information on his internet. I don't have it.
How do you spell his name? What?
Ralph Epperson. I think it's Epper.
S-O-N?
S-O-N or something like that. Well, he's been around and he's been speaking for a long time. He's pretty well up on his history, too.
Right.
Maybe a different field. But anyway, what he says is that in 1938... since the United States was supposedly bankrupt, he went in and talked to all of the Supreme Court and told them that we no longer had a constitution.
You're talking about Roosevelt.
Right.
Right.
And that's why you can go into the courts, you know, and they say right out that
don't use the constitution. Right, exactly.
Right. And that's why the Constitution puts limits on our legislation of what they can do and what they can't. And, you know, all
right.
These things that they're doing, they can't do those.
Well, and that was the thing I brought up, is that we're really not supposed to be a common law country, although we have become one. Lincoln brought in common law with QI-TAM or federal contracting violations in the Civil War. His own wife was involved in war profiteering.
The problem is that if we had constitutional law, we wouldn't have to worry about...
We would be free citizens in our own republic, in our own country, in our own system of self-governance.
Well, the only way that we could be
sovereign
brought into court would be not because we drove too fast, but if we hit a child or something and hurt them, or
exactly.
run into somebody else's car.
Right, where you break a law, there's an injury.
There's a common
because
law.
Now you have. I'm glad you brought this up because this goes to the admin courts that a previous caller was talking about. They've done now to where in the DMV and these police courts and for speeding, to where the police officer can prosecute the case himself. He becomes the prosecutor, and who the prosecutor is goes to the nature and character of the court.
Well, but wait,
let me finish because this is important. And we're going to break. Hold on, Doris. We're going to break and we'll come right back. And I was trying to make the point about the prosecutor and the character of the court. But we'll be right back after this break. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Doris in Kansas, and we'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, we're back. And Doris, real quick, I just want to make the point. What was I saying about the admin courts or whatever? The nature of the participants in a court proceeding, tribunal, military tribunal, court, hearing, does not matter. Who the prosecutor is goes to the nature and character of the court. If the police are allowed to prosecute their own cases now, that makes it a police court. I don't care who the judge is, if he's a real judge, if he's a commissioner or not, it makes it a police court. Just like what the Coast Guard is doing, where it's using JAG officers, commissioned officers in uniform of a special branch of military as prosecutors over civilians, that makes that a military tribunal. And that's the kind of crap that's going on now. They're converting all of our courts into courts of the king, privy council, right.
Well,
star
now,
chamber.
Now, I heard you bring this up about dissolving our country and making them unions and that the actual country no longer exists and so forth. The problem is that they didn't have the authority to go. Our Constitution did not give them the authority to go in there and say we no longer have a Constitution.
No.
I think that
That's
our
treason.
Legislators and our judges have all been told that the Constitution is no longer in existence.
Yes.
And they can do whatever they want to.
And anyone who tries to enforce it, or anyone who tries to bring it up as a defense or a matter of course, is somebody who should be attacked.
Okay. The thing is that they don't have the authority either to make us all one union.
They're going to do it. It's already done.
Well, the fact is they don't have that authority.
But what are you going to do? What are you going to do to stop them?
We have to start addressing our legislators and
But Doris, here's a really good example of one thing that you can focus on very, very tightly. The Coast Guard is saying it's a branch of military outside of the Department of Defense, saying that it's a branch of military in Homeland Security that can adjudicate and regulate and enforce civilian affairs. I would start there because that is the Trojan horse. That is the battle
of
the
bull. Need to talk to all of our military. We need to talk to all of our legislators.
But our military,
they have no authority to have done this.
But I'm telling you right here, there's a huge breach in our constitutional principles and bright lines. The Navy's not doing this. The Marine Corps is not doing this. The Air Force is not doing this. They are to a degree in their involvement in DEA. But they actually try to follow those bright lines. One reason the Navy brings the Coast Guard on board when they do interdiction so that they have a civilian law enforcement agency on board, and it's not the military that is involved in civilian affairs. They're very good about that. However, the Coast Guard is not. They've crossed that line. It's a rogue agency that's been taken over by Admiral Allen, who's a fascist married to Pamela Hess III, who is related to Rudolf Hess and Hess Oil from back east.
Yes.
You've got the regulator, Admiral Allen, who would be involved in something like the Exxon Valdez, who is now the first responder as a branch of military for something his wife's, the heir to Hess Oil Company, could be involved in.
Well, I still think that we could take it back if they never told the people that they took our Constitution away from us.
Right.
They don't have the authority to take it.
They're playing dirty and pushing ahead.
They've got the big guns.
Well, no, because, I mean, really, your mouth and your body can be as big of a gun, and you can do more peacefully by going out and getting heard and making clear that people know and understand these issues, where we have a branch of military saying it is in charge of civilians now. And if you go look at what the Coast Guard is really saying, it will scare the crap out of you. Excuse my French.
Well, it does all scare me when we start.
We're out, Doris. Okay. Thanks, and peace, everybody.
With recent